Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope that you are awake. I don't know about you. That chime change, have you guys all been having a... I want to crawl back in bed. I like to
No.
Are you serious?
Let's move on. We're past time change.
Okay. I don't know. But anyways, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're starting your day in a positive way.
Right here
in Ventura County. You just had a birthday.
We're past that.
Okay,
Let's move on.
Well, I just want to know, you know, at your age, what do you want?
From Santa Monica to Santa Maria, I'm not addressing.
Yeah, he's just like,
what do I want? I want a date with Kate Upton.
I'll tell you exactly what I want. Whatever. Okay.
Jennifer Nettles. Do you know who she is?
Gosh. I hope you're right.
Oh, she's all for it. She says, go for it.
There you go.
She says, I got about a one in a trillion chance.
Trillion. All right. Well, I hope you did have a good birthday
last week. And when's your birthday coming up soon?
December. I'm a holiday baby.
What sign is that? Sagittarius?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. We get along. Capricorn.
Yeah.
And Pisces.
Yeah, Pisces.
Along,
yeah. There you go. My husband just had a birthday. So anyways, I am so glad you are starting your day here. We are the brighter side. We are in the 805 right now, and we are the brighter side of the 805. I've got Spence. How you doing, Spence?
Everything's well.
Very good.
He's been up since three. I mean, he's happy.
No time change over here.
I know. What
my
the
life
heck?
Is constant
Yeah,
time
why?
Change.
Yeah, you just keep going.
Doesn't
it's like
matter.
A motor.
It doesn't matter.
Motor.
Keep pushing, baby.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey,
I love
big
it.
Show. Big show today.
I know.
Maybe too much show for our listeners. Pick
never,
and choose what you like.
Never.
If you have teenagers, we're starting, right?
Hey, teenagers.
You have teenagers.
Okay, like you, well, you.
I have teenagers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, your teenagers are older now, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about, it's a little scary time right now for teenagers. I'm telling you, to have kids and how to, I don't know, how to guide them and what to do as a parent.
Well, this texting, sexing thing,
yeah,
that's a big that's issue.
That's a big,
big issue.
Yeah, so
yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about that. Because
you can send, you know, you can send videos, graphics, anything through a text now. If you have a relationship with somebody like I do with Karen Campbell,
yeah,
we text. We don't talk on the you don't talk on the phone anymore, do you?
You know what? I'll text a couple times and then I'm like, oh, forget it. I want
to just
call
the phone
get
like the buggy whip? I mean,
I don't know.
Huh?
I like to hear. I like eye contact. I want to meet my listeners out there. If you are just listening right now and tuning in, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I've got Coach Ron Tunick.
That's
one of
the
my
voice
dear
from
friends.
Santa Monica to
yeah.
Santa
I'm telling you. And we've got Karen Campbell in here. And you know what's fun? I know when you guys like it that you just want to keep coming back, and that's what it's all about. So I hope that my listeners just keep coming back. So I do want to remind everybody that we do have a show from 2 to 3 if you're not just tuning in right now. And it's a completely different
show. We do this
show,
then we go out and have donuts, then
that's
we come
right.
back.
Donuts. I've been doing so good on my eating program. Anyways, that's a whole nother story. We got a trip coming up to the river. Anyways, we're also going to be talking with Kinja Dixon, and we're going to talk about universal talk laws. So we'll figure out what we're talking about there. And then Adam Bryant. You talked to Adam, right? What's Adam going to talk about?
Adam Bryant?
Yeah, the lessons from the leading CEO and how to create a culture of innovation.
Boring.
That was your guy, okay?
Really?
Yeah. Hello. Are you not going to be boring?
When's Todd Patkin on? Is he on the afternoon
He's gonna
show?
He's going to be on the afternoon,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Turn
and
off
then,
the show this morning. Go back to sleep. Come back this afternoon.
Hey, and you know what's happening right out here for St. Patrick's Day?
What?
It's the 26th annual Ventura County.
And no drinking and driving on St. Patty's
yeah.
Day, please.
But let me tell you, we've got the parade. And I think they're going to be
joining Tommy
the
chairman
us.
This year?
No. Well,
he was chairman
Dr.
one year.
Dr. Rush.
Weren't you chairman one year?
I
And you
I,
ran? I mean, it was,
I was
a big.
I was in charge of Guinness. I was in charge of
business.
But Dr. Rush is
from the school, right?
Cal State.
There you go. So anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. I want everybody to get out there. It's going to be a great family, and it's free. Everybody can get out there and join, and it's totally community. I love when community things are happening there. I do want to really quick, I know we've got our guest on the show, and we're going to talk about teens, and if you've got them, you should be listening. But we've got lots of things to give away, and I do want to tell you, it's so easy now, and we've been getting tons of phone calls. Is all you have to do is call 805-419-0008. 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and what you're calling about, which giveaway. And I know we've got a lot, so I don't want to overwhelm you, but I do want to tell you a couple right now. So
we have Boogie Nights, Canyon Club. That's a lot of fun. Get you back to the days of disco. We also have West Side Story, and that is going to be at the Fred Cavalli Theater, Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Elaine Boozler, a very funny woman.
She's actually going to be
years.
On our show, on the afternoon show.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Can't wait for Elaine Boozler.
Yeah.
Ventura Harbor Comedy Club is putting on all the big comedy there. We have a Girls Night Out, too, along with bagels from Noah's Bakery, free dozen bagels. And we'll have Sioux Plantation and Chick-fil-A gift cards.
Those dozen bagels will last a month.
I'm telling
a
you.
Month.
If you slice them in fours, it's all good.
I need to give something away. I'm going to work on it next week.
Please.
I need to come up with something. Yeah.
Please. How about a coaching? How about one of your books? You know?
$500 a copy. Let me think about it.
There you go. All right. Well, let's bring our first guest on. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Dr. Jennifer Wider, are you there?
I am here, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We briefly talked before. I'm really excited. You are the doctor's mom's guide to sexuality, social media, and other adolescent realities. It is a reality to have a teenager. I got four of them. And I'm telling you this, you know, it's so hard right now because you think that you're doing the right thing in so many areas. And, you know, there's a lot more than we can handle. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you wrote this book.
So my co-author and I, you know, hold different degrees. I'm a medical doctor, so I tackled a lot of the topics from the health and medical standpoint, from emotional health to pubertal and adolescent development. And she tackled a lot of the social contextual psychology issues that are in the book, like the social media and the sexting and dating. And together we talked about how to bring up uncomfortable topics, because we find that a lot of parents who are trying to be cool in our generation, unfortunately, are forgetting how to parent and sometimes just skip over a lot of the necessary information, letting their child get educated by YouTube and Miley Cyrus. So we set out to write this book together, coming from two different vantage points, but really wanted a voice in it like you were going out to dinner with your friends.
I love it. And do kids really talk to their parents? You know, it's funny. I have four kids. Coach, did your kids talk to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was going to – Doc, good morning. Nice to have you in 80-degree Southern California on this Saturday morning. But, you know, I would take a different twist. Let me just throw this in the conversation. I don't think it's the teenagers. I think it's the parents. I think it's the lack of parenting, poor parenting. My wife and I were present for all four of our kids. We would have dinner every single night no matter what I was doing. And I was growing my business, but I was home for dinner. We would talk to the kids. We would look them in the eyes.
I was going to just say that. Look them
poor
in the eyes.
Parenting.
That is such
Doc,
a huge
let's you and
thing.
I start a parenting school. Forget the teenagers. We've got weak parents.
You know what? I really think this is such a good point, to be honest. And I think that the statistics will back up exactly what you're saying. The kids are doing okay. It's the parents that are sort of the deer in headlights, freaking out and not having the conversation and sort of living vicariously through their past years without really being parents, and they're as plugged in as their kids are. I just had dinner next to a family where the toddler was on an iPad and the tween was on texting her friends, and so were both of the parents. No one's talking to each other. They're out to dinner, but yet there's no connection. So I think it is so important to teach our kids interpersonal skills, whether it's eye contact or body language or the art of listening, which seems really to be lost in this generation.
I love it. But now, here's a question, okay? We got to give our teachers a little bit of credit, because I homeschooled two of my kids, and two of them went to traditional school.
that's a lot of pressure for a teacher to take on, to know your kid. We have to do our part as a parent. Like your coach was saying, I mean, perfect. I'm the same way. We always had dinner at home. I made sure I was waiting up for them to come home at night so I could see their eyes. I told them that they need to know this unconditionally, that I don't care if they get into a situation, they can call you 24/7. And that's a big thing.
I'm looking at our book. It's called Got Teens. We're talking to Jennifer Whiter, and I'm just laughing here. No kids are up at 6 o'clock
yeah. Right now.
Page 44. Here's the question. You ready, Mommy?
Okay. Oh,
you
gosh.
Ready?
Okay.
I've noticed some wet, sticky spots on my son's sheets in the morning lately.
Oh, gosh.
This is good stuff.
You're right.
He seems embarrassed. Should I discuss this with him or not? Doc, give it to us, because I have teenagers about that age. What should I do?
You know, I think that there's a lot of wet dream anxiety that that boys have, and I think that parents have the same anxiety. And it's important to really get on the same page as them. You know, what you want to figure out is you don't want your child to feel like something's wrong with them, and that's really what they're going to think if you grab their sheets and get very nervous and run it into the washing machine and don't say anything. Some boys are going to worry that's not normal, and other boys are going to worry if they don't have them, it's not normal. So I think that the boys are probably very afraid to say something, but I think that if the parent or the caregiver talks about it as a normal part of sexual development, and that this happens to everybody, then it sort of can make your child feel like they're normal.
Oh,
and that's
so
the real
true.
Thing about puberty, going through it. Your child really feels like what's occurring to their body and their minds, they're the only person in the world that ever went through it. And if you don't address these mundane issues, whether it's wet dreams or erections or masturbation or breast development, and we can chuckle and laugh, but the truth is our kids are going through these. They think something's wrong with them, and they start to internalize this body embarrassment and the shame, which unfortunately will play out in their body image as they get older, unless we can make them feel like what's going on is normal.
This is real talk here, and I'm so glad that you are joining us. You are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show.
From Santa Monica to Santa Maria, all up and down the coast, over 180 miles. All right, Got Teens is the book, and the author, Jennifer Whiter. You know what I like about the book? It's straightforward. There's not a lot of potatoes here. There's more meat than potatoes.
Well, that's kind of like our show. I mean, we are the brighter side, and in fact, I just want to do a little shout-out. Tim O'Neill just walked in.
Irish Tim O'Neill.
Yeah.
Top of the morning.
I already kind of told everybody get out there to the parade, and that it's the 26th, correct?
It is the 26th annual.
Yeah. So it's free. It's family. It's a great time. And
you want to list your house this morning? You got the number one realtor.
It's a good time
right
to
there.
Do it.
List your house with Karen Campbell. So Jennifer, Dr. Jennifer, I like the word, the bridge word, sexual, what did you say? What was the, give it to me again. I like starting.
The title?
No, the title's Got Teens. I love the title. Love the color of the book, too. I won't give it away,
Thank you.
I love the color of the book. No, you said something in describing how you start the conversation with teenagers, which I thought was two good bridge words. The first word was sexual. The other word was what? What was the other word?
I don't know. Oh,
I don't know either. But here I have a question. Is sexting illegal?
Well, that's a very good question.
Well, because we had a situation when my kids, well, I'm not even going to say, I always talk about them and they listen and they're like, which one were you talking about? You know what? If it's you, you're guilty. No, but I'm telling you what it is, you know, what if somebody else sends you a picture and then you get caught with it on your phone? That's not fair.
You know, there are different state laws when it comes to sexting. And what's very interesting is, back in 2011, 2012, there were some very high-profile sexting cases that hit the news in a big way, leaving a lot of parents to believe that this is going on all over the place all the time and their kids are at danger of possessing childhood pornography and then passing the child pornography, distributing it, which is illegal. We had some high-profile cases here in Connecticut where I live. But, you know, I think the statistics actually show us a lot of what the coach was saying, it's not as rampant as you think, and that it's really the sensational news outlets that are playing this up. You know, the study that I looked at that I put in the book is in the Pediatrics Journal 2012, shows us that 1 in 100 kids actually engaged in sexting, whereas a lot of these media outlets are reporting 1 in 5.
Yeah.
And then you have parents having panic attacks thinking that it's their child. If they have a cell phone, what are they looking at? It must be, you know, they must be sexting.
Jennifer Wider, we're talking about Got Teens. If you've got teens, you should be listening.
Mom.
Yeah, this is it. But what? Give us some tips. I mean, what is normal? What is something that we should not worry about? And then let's talk about what we really need to worry about.
All right, so I think what we don't need to worry about is that our kids are developing and facing the same issues that we faced as kids. I think that we need to...
No, not true. Elvis is not around.
With a side of social media.
Come on, girl.
Elvis is gone. Social media, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right, so that's coming. You've got to give me a second. So with the exception of social media, the discovery of sexuality, the pubertal changes, the body development, the substance abuse, all of this stuff are things that we faced as kids. The wrench in the parenting dilemma and the wrench for pubescent and adolescent children is social media, which really is a major, major challenge and probably the biggest hot-button topic for kids. You know, the notion of privacy, the living in real time, the sense of not being embarrassed about things that may be posted or making a split-second decision and having it have ramifications down the road for years and years to come. That's where things change for parents and kids, and to navigate that, we give a lot of tips in the book.
Let's you and I co-author a new book called How to Be Great Parents, the coach and Dr. Jennifer Wider.
Oh, thanks.
That's our
next
book.
You just cut me right out there, huh?
No, the doc and I are going to write a book.
Oh, okay, so you just cut me out. I invite you on and you cut me out.
We have to have her back.
Okay, well, hold on.
What?
No, yeah, you're okay. You just cut me out.
How about overweight women? Overweight teenagers? You're not overweight.
Wait, let's go back to our other one. Seriously.
No, overweight No.
He's turning red. Oh,
overweight teenagers is a big issue, and Doc knows it.
No, that
is true.
This is very true. And you know what? It's kind of like, okay, we talked a little bit about this, American Idol. You know, these people send their kids or their kids go out there, and all this whole time they've been telling them that they've been doing a great job. And then they get out there, and they're like, really? Why can't we be honest with our children? You know, you need to lose some weight. We need to get out of the TV and computers and get outside again.
Yes. Listen, there's a whole phenomenon of that. I had a friend when my youngest daughter was growing up, and the little girl wiped her tushy for the first time, and the mother was like throwing a party. Over-celebrate our kids.
And that's another thing. Everybody gets trophies nowadays. What about if you're doing something not, you know, I mean, what if you really weren't the best?
Exactly. And when do you learn that lesson?
Yeah.
And it's a real harsh reality if you're learning that in middle school and not in elementary school.
I love it.
Yeah.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, Got Teens. Where do we find your book?
You can find my book on Amazon.
Okay.
And you can find more information about me and my book on drwider.com, drwider.com.
And now let me ask you one other question. Is this book for teenagers or is it for parents?
It's actually a parenting book.
Okay.
So we went right to the source.
Okay,
the
I love it.
That needs it.
There
yeah.
you go. Well, thank you so much for being on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. And you are listening to The Brighter Side. We're going to do some giveaways right now. I would love to give away, call in right now for Boogie Nights, Canyon Club in Agora, Boogie Night. And that is, it's coming up, so stay with us. You'll be right back. And call us 419-0008. 419-0008. I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. I do want to tell you, get your names in for all these great prizes. And again, we've got tickets to the Canyon Club. That's in Agora Hills and Hollywood U2, March 15th. Everything's on March 15th. We were just talking about that. There's a lot of stuff, but anyways, this is going to be really great, and they're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Again, I have Tim O'Neill in here, and he is our parade announcer, and I know you got to get back, but I'm so glad that you took a couple minutes since we got the early show, and so tell us about it. Welcome.
It's great. The early show is great. Good morning to everybody. Top of the morning to you all. The 26th annual St. Patrick's Day parade is going to march off at 10 o'clock a.m. from the Mission in downtown Ventura, up Main Street, and it's an exciting time. It's not too late for you all out there to get your families together, bring your coffee, whatever you like. It's a free event. There are over 90 entries in the parade. There are over 1,000 people in the parade. So we got it all. We got all the kids. We got all the dancing groups. We have all the service clubs. And it goes on and forever.
I love it. I love it. So what are some of your big sponsors? Let's talk about them, because
well, the big
that's
sponsors,
what makes it possible.
They absolutely. This is a nonprofit event. And actually, the main sponsors are Wells Fargo, Georgino Development, Dargan's. You're familiar with Dargan's.
Yep.
Also, Channel Islands University and Rabobank. In fact, our Grand Marshal is Dr. Richard Rush from the university,
That's
president
great.
Of Cal State University Channel Islands. So we are looking forward to him. He's a second-generation Irishman, so it counts.
All right. So we've got the luck of the Irish sitting right here with us. So grab your coffee, and you know what? Got to grab a chair, right? A couple chairs, and just kick back and watch everybody go by.
It's a great event. It's it's a community event. It's a celebration.
Yeah. So, all right. So how long have you been involved in this?
Since about the third year of the parade. And it's gone. So we started in 1988. I mean, Reagan was president.
Yeah.
So this goes way back.
That's great.
And it's going way forward at the same time. It's grown every year. And it's now it's the largest St. Patrick's Day parade in Southern California, because others have stopped and gone on to other things.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm so glad to be a part of it, and I'm so glad to help you get the word out. So thank you for joining us here.
I'm here.
All Thanks. Right. Our next guest is Kinja Dixon, and let's see what he has to say, and why are communication skills the heart of our organization? Let's bring on Kinja Dixon, and again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got a full studio here. And again, get your, you know, call up at 419-0008 all the way through the show and leave us your name, your number, and what gift you're calling about. And I would love to, you know, get that out to you. Also, if you have anything in the 805 that you need a shout out, or you want us to support, or you'd love to advertise on our show, you know, that's what it's all about. All you have to do is either call us at the number 419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com.
They could advertise their garage sales.
Yeah.
stuff.
Or their businesses, or, you
but
know.
A lot of garage sales on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Are you a garage sale guy?
No, but
okay.
A lot
I'm
of people are.
I'm cleaning out. I'm like decluttering.
I could be. I could be.
Oh, you could be like.
I could be a garage sale. I could be a picker.
Really?
Yeah. You know what a picker is?
Yeah. I like other people's treasures. I don't know. But anyways, let's bring Kinja on. Kinja, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Thank you for inviting me. And I definitely want to give you a lot of kudos for having such a wonderful show and, you know, doing what you're doing to help get information out to the people.
Well, thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your book.
Well, I've been with the company of Wyndham Vacation Ownership for a total of 12 years. I just retired October. Originally, I was in the Air Force, got out of the Air Force, and started into another career, which included sales. And my love for it with some of the turmoil and lessons that I've went through had put me in a position where I was blessed to receive the number one sales executive in the world from the ARDA, American Resort Development Association, and the Stevie Awards last year. And my desire to help overran the money that I was making, so I decided to write a book that gave all the steps. And I just came back from Paris, the Netherlands, from distributing it out there. But my whole life journey now is to help get as many people to enhance their mental development with their communication as humanly possible. So that's my oath for my third chapter of my life.
Okay, so, okay, where do we start? I mean, tell us, is it like we have to have our sales pitch down, or is it something that we just have to have passion about what we're selling?
Good question. Well, first of all, there has to be a deprogramming of what sales, the definition of sales is. Because unfortunately, when we all think of sales right now, because of the people that have worked in sales positions, it is not a good person. It's a very aggressive, over-talker, impatient, not genuine type of a person that causes the customer to be very defensive. What I am now getting, you know, massive amount of people to understand is that salesmanship has to do with being enthusiastic, having a clear understanding of human behavior, being a great listener, not just a talker. And that's the reason why so many people have been pushed away from sales, because of their interactions with people that were not true salespeople. They were just people in sales positions that were trying to sell them something. Well, the best people that, you know, from Martin Luther King, Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, Abraham Lincoln were some of the best salespeople in the world, and it was because they were teaching others to follow their behavior, and it was something they bought into versus them trying to sell them on the idea.
Well,
so that's the first thing.
Now, you know, we've got Coach Ron Tunick here. You are
finally
a business
I get an introduction,
coach.
Tom.
Well, you know,
I'm sitting here like
I thought
like
you were asleep or something.
Like a lump. And
yeah.
Finally,
I
get an introduction.
Okay, good. Finally. Now, what do you have to say about this?
Well,
I mean, this is what you do all day long.
First of all, congratulations on all your success and sharing your thoughts and ideas with all of us. You know, every time a successful person like this writes a book, we learn something.
That's right.
But to me, communication, and I tell my kids this all the time, it is the core. It's the core essence of life. If you can communicate and connect with somebody like our Irish friend here,
right?
Our parade this morning, starting here in a few minutes.
Yeah,
you
get out there, get your coffee.
You have time. You have time. It's one of the nicest days of the year. Get out there. Ventura throws the best parades of any city.
I have to tell you, Ventura throws the best everything.
And this guy's a fellow Duck, so I got to support the parade this morning.
Oh, brother!
So
come sit on this side, okay?
Yeah.
Here,
so Kenja, if I was a parent listening, driving to the parade this morning, I would say, work on the likability factor. If you have a likability factor, you get hired, you get raises, you keep your job, you keep people you like, you do business with people you like, and it's not taught anywhere. That's why a book like this is so important. Am I right or wrong?
Sir, you are saying so many effective, positive things. Four high schools had me speak to them in the last 4 weeks, that the problem that we have is that in school, they're taught to memorize, you know, to pass tests versus understanding the concept of how to do a greeting. You know, how to meet someone, and even though you have a goal in mind, that's not what you speak about at first, you know, because that's when defenses rise. But there is a science to the greeting, the discovery, the company credibility. And company credibility does not necessarily mean a company you work for. That can mean just selling yourself as you are a company yourself, you know, doing something for someone. The recommendation phase, closing at a sale. But the things that I am being, you know, asked to talk about all over the country have to do with what happens before the sale process even starts.
And that's like what I kind of want to ask you is, what are the steps? You know, you go out, you know, I mean, there's a lot of cold selling. There's, I don't like to sell, even though everybody says I'm a good salesperson. I want you to love what you're going to do. That to me, I'm more passionate. I want you to you know, be engaged before I even have to close the deal. It's almost like you want to do what I'm doing. And that's, to me, it's about getting them excited. But I have heard of, like, I guess it's called the sandwich. Have you heard that?
The sandwich. No.
Yeah, where you tell them all the good stuff, then you let it go, and then they interject, and then you close your deal. Is that what it's called? Have you heard of that, Coach?
Yeah, but I refer to the sandwich as the good guy, the bad guy. Here's the good news. You give them the bad news in the middle of the sandwich, and then good news.
Which is the baloney.
Which is the baloney.
Exactly.
That was good, Spence. Yeah. Okay. So what's the steps? I mean, how would you try to sell me something?
Well, it all depends on what I'm selling. And that's the issue. Is that when I closed 80% of the people that I talked to, I didn't try to sell them anything. I found out what their buying motives were and put them in a position where they bought it. It's a total different direction than what we're thinking about now. Because, like, what you're talking about and what you just said, man, was on point with the essay that I wrote 2 weeks ago. You know, I do not have the personality type to be a great salesperson. So many people say that because of the picture of what a salesperson is in their mind. The first step to any type of sale process is an introduction of myself and to find out what the people are coming into the establishment for, whether in vacation ownership real estate, whether you're working in Best Buy, whether you are a bartender. Your first goal is to find out how they're doing today. What did they have going on that got them into this point of day? Why are you so happy? What was it? Why you look a little upset? Because usually I have people smile when I talk to them. But the first step is to neutralize their mindset to get them in a position where you can start asking questions and getting real answers. A problem that so many people have is they're talking to the shell of someone when they're in the sales transaction. And when I say sales has to do with persuading an idea, selling a product, a service. It's more than just, you know, a transaction of money. And the problem that so many people deal with when they're attempting to sell is, unfortunately, they're not getting the real answers from the people that they're talking to because they didn't get down to the real person because the person is still in defensive mode. And that's one of the best parts.
That's right. If they don't buy into you, if you don't get engaged, it doesn't make any difference what you're selling. The competition today, there's a 10,000 of you, so If they don't buy into you, they're not going to buy whatever you're selling. Another quick plug for the St. Patrick's Day Parade starting at 10 o'clock this morning. It's a gorgeous weekend. Looking for something to do, get down on Main Street. There's plenty of parking, plenty of seats. And I said a couple of minutes ago, Kim, Ventura does it right. Security is all over the place, lots to eat. It's going to be a great day for the family. Family event, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. In fact, Tim, is there going to be food down there?
There is food down there all over downtown Ventura, actually, and it really opens up after the parade, and it becomes a street thing as well.
Oh, like
and,
a street fair
a lot of people
kind of
gather.
A thing, yeah.
We have an awards thing on the street afterwards of all the categories and all the winners, and it's just a lot of fun, a lot of dancing, a lot of music, and like you said, it's family stuff.
I love it.
And
I'm all
free.
Over that, and it is the brighter side in the 805, and I love that. We're talking right now with Kinja Dixon, and we're talking about his book, Universal Talk Laws. And what are the Universal Talk Laws?
The talk laws are the greeting, that is the most important piece, the discovery, the company credibility, the recommendation phase, and the closing of the sale. Those are the five neutral steps to get anyone to go in any direction that you want to go. But before that takes place,
amen.
Your purpose of why you're doing what you're doing has to be in alignment with more than just a monetary value.
But the old, Kenya, the old thing, not to interrupt, but we're running out of time, but the first impression, just what you're saying, that first 20 seconds, it's everything, isn't it?
Very much so. Yes, sir. Yes, mm-hmm.
You have a thing in your book here. It says fear, greed, envy, shame, pride, and altruism. Talk to us about that.
Those are the main motivators that cause someone to want to buy.
Mm.
You know, the fear of loss, of them not, you know, going in and a sale is happening, 50% off. Oh, my goodness, I have to do that. Because if I don't do it now, I'm not going to get the discount, and it might not be here when I get back. You know, the pride of, wow, I bought this house in this neighborhood because, you know what, wow, it is a nice home, and I'm going to pull my car out and feel good about it. You know, altruism.
Right.
More of the mindset of doing it to make yourself feel, you know, better about the process by helping out, giving to a cause. The most important piece of the process is knowing the emotion that you need to pull out to cause that person to go into the direction you're trying to go.
All right.
That is the secret of selling, is knowing how to figure out the emotion.
Kinja, where do we find your book?
www.kinjabixon.com. I have a very information of the person that designed Dwayne Wade's company designed my website, and it's a very informal educational website. I have a commercial up there.
You got it. Well, perfect.
Good to go.
We'll check it out. I appreciate you being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show. And we are going to take another really quick break because I want to give away some tickets. And how about let's give away free dozen bagels to Noah's bakery. You can go actually grab your coffee, grab some bagels, and take your family right down to the parade.
And you
today.
Have no idea who Dwayne Wade is, do you?
Do I have Dwayne? No. Why?
He mentioned Dwayne Wade.
Why, I did?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
Do you know who he is?
No.
I'll tell you after the break.
Okay.
I
want to hear.
The break.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Right now, give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Francis Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And we want you to get down to that St. Patrick's Day parade. I'm telling you, it's going to be lots of fun. And you better go get your chair ready and your coffee. And you got your, you know, you could win bagels. It's all good.
T-shirt and short day. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's sunny and warm.
There you go. I love it. Anyways, all right. I do want to remind you our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And we've been giving away lots of stuff here. So, again, what I want to do right now is give away two Soup Plantation meal passes. Do you like
and
soup
the winner, Coach Ron Tunick.
There you go.
I love that
See,
Soup Plantation.
I love it. What's your favorite there?
Everything. The salad bar.
Oh, okay. I like
go back
their
like
soup.
Yeah.
Do you like mushroom soup?
I'm a soup guy.
Oh, I'm telling
yeah.
you, it's
no,
the best.
Guy.
All right.
I have a little bowl of soup.
Are we
and
already
then a lot
hungry? Uh-oh.
Guess who's in the parade this morning? Jeff Carell for Congress.
Oh, you got the lineup over there?
Yeah, I've got the lineup here.
Oh,
it's,
who else is going
to
be there?
Ventura, I have to say, and Tommy was like chairman of the parade 1 year, but Ventura does the nicest job with parades. Plenty of security. It's a family event. Plenty of places to sit up and down Main Street, and you get to meet your fellow citizens and all the people in the parade.
And you know what I love about it is everybody that, you know, you've been Facebooking, all of a sudden there's a face to the name, and it all comes
the
together.
Pacific Coast Highlander Pipe Band.
Ooh, there you go. Okay.
And a Kappa Termite and Best Control is in the
there you
parade.
Go.
Hey, you know? Hey, they're all they're participating, all and that's what it's all about. You know what, Coach? Our next show, our next guest here is Adam Bryant, and we're going to talk a little bit about
New York Times writes for the New York Times. You don't get on the New York Times unless you're somebody. I could never get on the New York Times.
Adam, is that you?
It is.
Okay.
Congratulations. Okay. That's a great job here on the Kim. What's the name of the show?
Oh, my gosh. You better,
Pagano.
Did you
Kim
have
Pagano.
Your coffee yet?
Not yet.
My gosh, hurry up.
From Santa Monica all the way up to Santa Maria, all the way up the coast, probably 180 miles our show has heard.
Yeah. All right.
All in Southern California. Hey, so welcome to Southern California where it's 80 degrees today, and you wrote the book Quick and Nimble, Lessons from Leading CEOs on how to create a culture of innovation. And to me, that's what's going to separate the winners from the losers. If you're not innovative, forget it. Go back to bed. So why did you write the book, Adam?
Because I think culture is really the X factor that separates winners from losers. We all look at companies through the lenses of strategy and results, but I really believe that culture makes the difference. It's about how people work together and creating relationships among colleagues so that they can talk with each other, give each other tough feedback if they need to, share quarter-baked ideas that might lead to that next great breakthrough. So the book is really a lot about relationships at a very human level, about how people talk to each other. I have a chapter about the hazards of email, which even though it's supposed to be a productivity tool, can really damage communication and relationships because things get lost in translation when people just sit behind their big computer screens and communicate over email.
I have to say, you know, it's interesting. If you're just, go ahead and type an email, I have started doing this. I usually just type it and send it off. Now I read it over and go, that's not what I meant. That's not what I, you know. And I think my kids actually made me aware of this. But our translation kind of goes out because we're thinking one thing and we could say it better than we can type it. Do you agree with that?
Completely. And you don't get the body language. You don't get tone. And it's really problematic because it's just so much more efficient to talk to somebody in person, over the phone, over Skype. And that's the crazy thing about email. It's supposed to be this productivity tool. But you can chew up a whole afternoon getting in an argument with somebody that you could have resolved in 2 minutes. And email just does nothing to build relationships between people and is more likely to damage what is there. I also heard a great expression from one CEO. She said that email taps into a really bad part of our brains, which is that part that always needs to have the last word. And we've probably all seen this. You get in an argument, and you know, you always want to get the last word in, and things just escalate.
Yeah, well said. I love your radio voice on the Kim Pagano Show from KVTA here, 1590 AM. So you're a CEO of your company.
That's
and
right.
I want to draw Adam out a little bit. You're CEO of your company. Karen Campbell's with us. She's the CEO of her company. So what?
Tim's and, probably the CEO of his company. Correct.
Yeah.
Coach, you are.
Yep. She plug. We're all CEOs, but that's that. And I want to draw you out, Adam. We are all CEOs, whether you have a one man staff or 100 people or 5,000 people. Learning how to communicate is so critical today, and I was listening to you, in building that rapport and that relationship so that you can move the pebble up the mountain. Yes or no on that?
Definitely yes, and I also think it's one of the most important jobs of leaders, of CEOs, to stand up in front of their staffs, whether it's 1,000 people or 10, and present them with a simple plan, a really simple answer to the question, you know, where are we going and how are we going to get there? CEOs need to stand up and say, these are the three goals we have. This is how we're going to measure them, and we're going to track our progress along the way. Because I think that's so important, because if you can deliver that simple plan, then everybody on the staff understands how the work they're doing contributes to the goals of the broader team. And I do think as human beings, we're wired. We're wired to contribute. We want to help the team win. But it's the leader's job to basically set up the scoreboard. If you don't do that, you get, you know, what is often called silo behavior, where whether it's departments or even people within, you know, a small company, everybody operates as a silo, and they're all pursuing their own goals. And that's where you get the politics, the turfiness, the backstabbing, and those kind of other destructive behaviors.
I have a question, and anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you're here. Again, if you miss any part of our show, you can listen on KimPaganoShow.com, or you can go to iTunes. It's all downloaded there. Also, it will be downloaded on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We really would love to hear from you, and that's where you find things. You can win on there. It's all good. So question is, do all CEOs, are they all in charge? Because some CEOs have, you know, like a back driver that help them kind of guide their life and guide their business.
Sure. And, you know, effective CEOs can't do it all, so they need people around them. But I really think that we're at this interesting moment where the role of CEOs is fundamentally changing. For decades, you could operate in kind of a command and control environment, but the world is changing so fast. One CEO nailed it for me. He said, CEO's job now is to sense and respond rather than command and control. And I really like that. And I also think it's the CEO's job to create a culture where people want to come to work every day. I know that sounds simple, but that's a pretty important goal.
And what about motivation? I mean, that's a big thing right there. They need to be able to, you know, motivate.
The motivation comes from that simple plan I talked about, having a mission, having clarity of purpose, and explaining why and over-communicating that, and then people can start buying into the mission. And it is tough for CEOs. Any CEO in the tech space has a very different job right now, because there's such a shortage of talented coders and developers that your main jobs as a CEO, if you're in tech, are to recruit talent and retain talent. And that means you have to focus so much on building that culture where you're going to retain people, because those software people are getting headhunted literally every day. So, again, I know it sounds simple, but you got to create a culture that people want to go to work.
What he
every day.
Just said is, I have stories, but you got to have back. I love your radio voice. Adam Bryant, his book is Quick and Nimble. Quick and Nimble here at KVTA. You have to remind people, Kim, that this is our home station.
That's right. And here's a question. What I want to know is, I mean, you've talked to all these different CEOs writing your book. What are some tips that you can give us?
Well, you know, another point is the importance of adult conversations, which is, at work and frankly in the rest of your life, it's so important to have adult conversations, to have those, frank talks. You might have to give somebody tough feedback, but my sense is that most people literally go out of their way to have those tough conversations. They sweep things under the rug. They hold it for 9 months to bring it up in the performance review. And the best companies really create a culture where people are trained. They understand how to give feedback in a way that doesn't make people get their back up. You've got to uncork that energy, because when things are swept under the rug, it's not good for the
So
for the
keep
company.
It all open. I like that. That's me.
He's not married, because you don't have an adult conversations when you're married. Are you married, Adam?
27 years.
That a boy. Quick and Nimble is the book, Lessons from Leading CEOs on How to Create a Culture. He's got to come back, because we got to get into some of his stuff. Silo behavior, that goes on in the office, in marriage, in relationships.
Everybody,
and I love what he said, sense and respond.
That
is awesome. Good stuff, Adam. Will you come back to California?
Definitely will.
Thank you, man.
You got it.
Appreciate
Adam Bryant, thank you so much for joining us here. All right. We're down to our last bit of our show.
What about the parade? I'm going over to the parade. Are you going?
I am
going
to go
St. Patrick's Day Parade over there on Main Street. The president of the California State University, Dick Rush, we've had him on the show so many times. What a fabulous human being. What a leader.
Yeah. So, okay, Tim, how did they get you in there to do this? What was your...
It was easy.
It was easy? I know who to ask from now on.
No,
right?
We have a committee of about 25 people.
How does a committee get anything done, really?
You know, we don't, which is part of the Irish tradition
and how this
thing really happens.
So
it seems like almost the less organized we are, the more successful the parade is. There's something going on there. But we do have Dr. Rush. I got to tell you about him, because he was inaugurated as the first president of CI in 2001. So he really opened the doors to the first students in 2002, launching a new era of educational opportunity. He's really a recognized educator throughout California and the nation. He's built CI into a 21st century university focused on creating an exceptional learning experience for students and serving the community. And he's
just
our guy.
One heck of a nice guy smart. You ever talk to him? That's a smart guy.
I will later today.
At the parade? Parade starts at 10 this morning?
It starts at 10 a.m.
And tell everybody exactly
where
it is.
And I'd vote this guy in for governor in a heartbeat. I'm going to talk. Really? I'm going to call him next week.
Wow.
We need to run this guy for governor.
I'll tell him that.
Tell him the coach is going to run him for governor.
But the parade starts down at the Mission.
At the Mission.
On Main Street. And then it moves. In fact, it's blessed there by
the Mission is. She doesn't know where the Mission is.
Of course
is.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
It's the last Mission that Father Sarah opened in California.
Gorgeous Mission.
It's a real historical event.
And has that always started there?
Yes. So we start there and we come up Main Street and clear the basic downtown area. And then it all comes all back to downtown to go from there. But the second person I want to tell you about is our Irish Belle.
Yeah.
Sydney Ann Morris of Ventura has been selected to serve as this year's Irish Belle for the 2014 parade. She's a graduate of St. Bonaventure, 2013, where she lettered in varsity football.
Does her mother know she's out here doing this?
Her mother
can't be
18.
Is she 18?
She is.
Yeah.
But her mother and father, Chap and Lori, have a great presence for our parade as well. It's a family deal, so it's all good. She's currently a freshman, by the way, at Ventura College, and she's captain of the women's volleyball team. Sydney is also, get this, a sixth-generation descendant of Dominic and Bridget McGrath.
Oh, wow.
Irish pioneering family that started here in Ventura.
I talked to Dan McGrath, and he was a very nice guy.
He's one of those guys. But so Dominic and Bridget started the family. 1874 is when they moved to Ventura and started this whole pioneering thing. She's the great-great-great-granddaughter of the McGraths.
Wow. They're very, very good. All right. One more, a little shout out for St. Patrick's Day Parade. Go out there. Main Street starts at 10 o'clock. It's all good. I'm telling you, go out there and support Ventura County. And thank you so much for what you guys do.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Gosh. Well, I just want to kind of highlight a little bit. If you missed any part of our show, you can listen on KimPaganoShow.com, and you can listen again there. Also, become one of our friends on the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. Like us. You can win lots of stuff there. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, And we got completely
big show today at 2 o'clock. Guests, go to the parade, then get in your car. No texting or driving. No drinking. And put on 1590.
You know, KVTA. I know we didn't really talk about this, and I always try to stay on the brighter side. But that plane that's missing, that just is like my heart goes out to the family, and that's just it's crazy. Any thoughts? Any input? Hello.
We don't know if it's still missing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you hear everything all the time. I mean, different things, right?
She's a blonde.
Hey, you know, okay, I haven't listened I haven't listened to the news today, but you know what? I mean, you're absolutely right. But my heart goes out to him. I'm just telling you, it's almost like no news, you know? I don't know.
I want to ask Karen real quick, Mr. O'Neill, if you can move the mic. Do you have the deal? Are you coming back this afternoon?
I have the deal of the week with me, yes.
All right. So okay, afternoon.
All right. Excited to know
this
about
this is real estate, right?
This is real estate.
This is the best real estate deal in the county this week, correct?
That's correct. All we'll have one every week.
All right. Well, I do want to thank everybody. And, Coach, thanks for keep coming back. I appreciate it.
Keep bringing the donuts, girl, and I'll come.
All right. Anyways, well, again, Tim, so nice to meet you, and thank you so much for what you're doing today. I can't wait to get out there to the parade. Spence, Karen, and all my listeners out there, I can't wait to hear from you. I hope that you made a phone call in, and if you haven't already, 805-419-0008. Just get your phone number in, your name, and what you're calling about. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. You get in life what you have the courage to ask for. With that, make sure this is a great day, and I look forward to talking to you at 2 o'clock.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in, my head's like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh, me, oh, my, oh, wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tom cat. They were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about then, everything went black. Oh, wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory. Playing tricks on me.